Ms. Michelle Bachelet, the President of Chile.
Thank you so much, Your Excellencies. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, friends of the oceans. Our commitment to prosperity and the well-being of our citizens cannot be dissociated from economic growth. But by the same token, we must accept once and for all that there will no longer-term growth possible, nor can there be true development without an active environmental protection policy. A country with a coastline as long as ours cannot be indifferent to the role of the ocean and the marine environment in our progress towards a sustainable and inclusive development. This is why during my government we have worked actively to protect, conserve, and use the ocean and its resources in a sustainable manner. The Convention on the Law of the Sea represents the legal framework of all activities that take place in the ocean, especially those associated with conservation and sustainable use. This framework allows us to establish general guidelines to regulate different matters related to the ocean, but it's not enough. The need to raise awareness about the dangers that affect the ocean today is a challenge for all states, international organizations, the private sector, and civil society. We need to continue to generate concrete actions to counter the threats posed by illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, the acidification of the ocean, and marine pollution from plastics. Thus, Chile has opted for contributing to the global governance of the oceans on multiple levels. For example, we have actively participated in the Our Ocean Initiative, hosting its second version, and making commitments such as joining the 1995 New York Agreement on Struggling and Highly Migratory Fish Stocks. We have also expanded our cooperation programs to include the management of coastal areas. In addition, Chile led, along with France and Monaco, the Because the Ocean Declaration, recognizing the importance of the ocean in implementing the Paris Agreement, and urging countries to include efforts of ocean conservation in the framework of their climate policies. Regarding MPAs, that's Marine Protected Areas, I'm proud to say that under my government we have increased by 10 the areas protected, or if you prefer, the size of our protected exclusive economic zone has grown from 4.3% to 46%. We are currently implementing MPAs in the Juan Fernandez Archipelago, two in southern Chile, located in the Cape Horn and Central Minastazgo, as well as a multi-purpose marine protected area around Easter Island, Rapa Nui. This last one will ensure the protection of the sea and its resources while allowing the Rapa Nui Islanders to continue to fish using their traditional methods. As a matter of fact, two of the female Rapa Nui leaders are here today among us. Chile will once again be present at the fourth version of our Ocean that will take place, of course, in October in Malta, as we participated also in the high-level conference on SDG 14 in last June. Just a couple of weeks ago, the fourth International Congress of Marine Areas, Impact 4, was held in Chile. Among the participants at that event, as well as present in this room today, were the fishermen of the Juan Fernandez Island. They have developed a successful model of sustainable lobster fishing, which was recognized in 2015 with the International Certification Blue Seal of the Marine Stewardship Council as the first artisanal fishery in Latin America. We believe that in addition to generating mechanisms to protect the ocean, it's very important to generate policies aimed at fighting the various threats that affect the ocean. For example, we are currently implementing the policy to prevent, discourage, and eliminate illegal, unreported, and non-regulated fishing. In the face of new challenges, we continue to push for the strengthening of international ocean governance. One way is to actively engage to move forward on the third implementation agreement of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea to regulate conservation and sustainable use of marine biodiversity beyond national jurisdictions. Finally, I would like to highlight that we are working on our first national oceanic policy to harmonize and give coherence to our oceanic governance, catalyzing the action of the state together with civil society and the private sector, all in relation with the SDG 14 and the other goals directly linked to it. Yeah, if I have mentioned what Chile has been doing, it's not because I intend to be navel-gazing. On the contrary, it's to show that it can be done. and you don't need to be a big and rich country to do what you think is necessary to conserve the oceans. So our future is linked to the ocean, and as such, it demands our attention and actions now. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Madam President. Yes, can they stand up briefly? There's some of the representatives of the fishing community. Bravo. I'll have to talk to you later. I think there's a story here, okay?